Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello and welcome to True Romance. This is Carolina Barlow.
And this is Devin Leary.
Merry Christmas, Devin. Say it back.
Okay, Merry Christmas and almost Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I hope we get what we want this year.
I've always hoped that we would get what we want, and I'm still hoping. She's still hoping. I have not showered in a while. Sometimes the holidays can make me lazier than usual. And I am someone who deals with sloth. That's one of my character defects. So I know you don't like that term.
I don't like that term.
Devin,
like, you don't deal with sloth. You work really hard and you deal with that. Deal with that.
You're right. I'll just say when I turn it off, like when I clock out, I clock out. And that's why you're looking at me today. I mean that, like, when I'm not working, I sleep, I eat what I want. I've been wearing these pajama pants for at least 72 hours.
Yeah.
I smell bad. I'll say that. I don't smell good. You don't smell good when you don't shower for 4 days. You smell bad. And that's just a fact of life. So, Merry Christmas. Santa is going to give me soap in my stocking.
And he's going to say, wash your ass.
Wash your ass. On this episode, Devin and I wanted to go through our complaints, our gripes.
And our favorite. Get the memo? I said top three favorite, top three least favorite.
I actually did only least favorite, but I can do favorites really quickly.
Oh my God, classic. I was wondering, because when you're going through, remember I said, what are you? You start going through it. I'm like, all right, wait, so are these your favorite or least favorite? Because it sounded like a whole lot of least faves.
You're right. You are
right.
That's
fine. As you usually do, think of what you're going to say while I'm talking.
She's not wrong, folks. Okay. I sure will. Why don't you go first?
Well, so in 2023, I have to say my number one favorite thing was getting a cat. You know, it's going to be the anniversary of when I got Cookie coming up in a little while. And I think that it is the most life-changing thing I've ever done. And he is so, I mean, I'm lucky because he's super affectionate. And so I know not all cats are like that, because now I've gotten a second cat basically for Cookie. Everything I do now is for Cookie. Like, I'm looking at apartments, thinking about moving. I'm like, Cookie, I can downsize. Can Cookie downsize? Like, right now he has three different rooms he can walk around in, explore, look for little beads that fell under the couch and slap them around with his paws. I want him to be able to find hair elastics in multiple locations, not just one bedroom, but you know, in this economy, like it's, this is all I think about now. And so I just, this is what I'll say. When I was super depressed this year, when I, as we all know, got dumped right after meeting someone's entire family for the holidays.
Sure.
I was laying in bed. It was like that kind of depression that rarely ever happens to me, where like I truly can't get out of bed. I'm just in bed crying intermittently, looking at Instagram, making new Instagram accounts, deleting the old ones, like looking for evidence and listening to an entire podcast that my ex-boyfriend recorded right after, like a day after we broke up. Like, this is what I, where I was at. But who is the one thing that was able to get me out of it? This little guy crawling into my bed. He, what he does is he jumps onto the bed and then he jumps onto my chest like, hi. And then he looks at me and I look at this face and I think, I can't let go of all hope, because if something this perfect exists, then hope exists. So number one, fave, getting a cat.
Just like you have a love for your cat, like that it got you out of a funk, I have a love for Dr. Jessica Wu, who does my lip filler.
Ooh.
And I never thought lip filler was going to be for me. I was like, who? It gives you duck lips. It gives, you know, everyone looks crazy with it. I don't want to be someone who has like crazy plastic surgery. Cut to, I do. And I
she
say,
has a, guys, she has a huge ass implant now.
Wow, what if I was just bumping around?
She has a huge ass implant and huge tits.
Knocking over glasses of water as soon as I got up out of a table because of my huge ass bumping into everything. No, I just, it made me more confident as someone who doesn't have a lot of control over some limited use of my body. I suddenly had control over what my face looked like. I said, fill me up with Botox wherever you want to put it. And I said, please give me lip filler, but don't make sure nobody can see it. Like, make sure it just looks like my lips are fuller and you can't see that I have duck lips.
You sound like my mom during my nose job consultation. Being like, she wants natural. I was like, no, I don't. I do not want natural. I don't want nothing that the God gave.
I got it, though. Jessica Wu hooked it up. I literally was at work the other day and I was telling people that I had a bunch of Botox in my face and no one believed me. And then I showed them how I cannot raise my eyebrows. Like, check this out. This is me raising my eyebrows.
I'm jealous. You see, I have a little line. I'm jealous. But I love mine, too.
Yeah, it's just like a special part of my life. And it's a luxury that I allow myself to have. And it's gotten me out of funks. And I think that there's a lot of shame around filler or Botox or whatever, because we're supposed to look good, but we're not supposed to cheat. And I'm okay with cheating because it gives me confidence and I'm not hurting anyone. It's not like I'm ingesting myself.
You're hurting
like,
no one.
I'm hurting literally no
you're
one.
You're actually hurting not a single soul. And who of us
soul.
Can say that? Who of us can say that? Because I'm hurting people right now.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know.
Okay. Why don't you go to your next favorite?
Okay. My next favorite is an album called History of a Feeling by Maddie Diaz. This album has been life-changing for me. It was recommended to me by Beth Shore, my friend, who is like a music, who works in music and is an aficionado. And she told me I would love this album. And when she told me, I was like, oh, really? Like, I like one of her songs, like kind of being skeptical. And she said she has a song about wanting her ex to think of her while he fucks someone else. I was like, you know what? I'm actually sold. I'll be taking a listen right now. So I just want to say some of my favorite lyrics. Obviously, my favorite song is Think of Me, which is a really beautiful like melody. And it's like very like sweet song. But the lyrics are, I hope you think of me while you have sex with someone else. And I hope you think of me always. And I hope it's like, I hope you're like getting wasted and just going home sad and alone. It's like very close to my own personal feelings. And then there's this song there's called Woman in My Heart, and I think it's so beautiful. To me, it is about like a man fucks you over and leaves you behind, but there's a woman in your heart, so you'll always be resilient. And there's a lyric about, I'm still pulling out your love, little pieces coming up. Now the man I love is gone. There's a woman in my heart. I feel like that is so beautiful. And I relate to that. It's like after you break up with someone for months, years, sometimes there's like, you're pulling out the love like thorns from a rose bush you walked into. It's like just little pieces where you're like, oh, that's still there. Oh, that's still there. So yeah, I might sound corny as fuck saying this shit, but I mean it. And I love to listen to this song while I'm walking around thinking I am a fucking gem. And I'm only going to shine brighter the more pieces of this love that I take out. And the good ones, I'll keep too in my heart. But there weren't a lot of good ones. I mean, there's very few relationships I've been in where there's actually like a positive thing to hold on to, which is,
you know, which is dating.
Yeah, but that's what I'll say about that. Give it a listen.
So my second favorite thing, and I feel like there's a theme that is emerging, which is that like you have like beautiful stuff and my stuff is kind of, you know, not so beautiful. It's very pragmatic.
Okay.
Well, two things. I'm doing two because one is not universal and one is. So my current favorite thing is that I met my new hand surgeon, Dr. Curtis Citrullo. He is someone who has done a penis transplant. And actually what I'm going to see him for, but he's also done a hand transplant. Someone didn't have a hand and he put a hand on them that works. Like he is a genius. So I feel so lucky. He's at Cedars-Sinai. Shout out. I'm so lucky to have him. I have my next surgeries on January 12th. So it'll be out of Mercury in retrograde. I'm really excited by that. And I'm just really excited to be treated by him. I'm going to share his spot just because I don't like when I'm listening to a podcast and they give me a recommendation that I can't use. Like, I'm like, okay, great. I'm happy that you are happy with your hand surgeon, but like, I don't need hand surgery. So like, give me something more. And so that's why I would like to put a plug in for a website called The Expert, which I'm very excited by. So I recently have found a love for interior design. I'm looking to move and I want to put a place together and make it nice, as Dorinda Medley once said in an overquoted Bravo episode. And The Expert is a website where instead of hiring an interior designer, which is like only millionaires have that kind of money, you can hire an interior designer who will give you info for an hour. So you can hire them hourly to just talk to you and answer any questions. Questions that I have, such as, where do you get curtains? Where do you get lighting fixtures? What color do I paint my room? How much does it cost to do things? So
that's true.
What color should I paint my kitchen? You know, like
how much does it cost to do things is a huge question of life.
It's a question that no one knows the answer to, by the way. So yeah. They also have a really cute shop online. So I really do like that website. I think it's a brilliant idea. And I would love to hear what your third favorite thing is.
Okay, so I tried to make mine less. I wrote down third favorite thing, self-forgiveness, but I'm not going to do that because it's too corny. And I don't want to lose my reputation for being, you know, whatever, hard-edged or aloof or some, I don't know, things people have said about me. I'm intimidating. Things you should keep in mind, I guess. But I would say my third favorite thing is the show The Curse on Showtime and Paramount Plus. It's interesting. I watched the first episode with a group of people and I was like, when it ended, was like, that was like the best thing I've ever seen. And everyone else was kind of like, oh, that was weird. But I fucking love the show. Nathan Fielder is
forever hot.
This is why he's a genius. Like, he picks up, especially now that I've been like working in retail and service for like most of the year, like you just interact with people and you notice how fucking weird most people are. Like, it's like someone's just coming in asking to buy a specific thing, but like the way they do it, you're like, are you okay? Also online dating, you're like, okay, people are just fucking weird. Like, that's weird. Why did you do that? I would never do that. And this character that Nathan Fielder embodies in this show is like, wait, what? Like, it's like he wants so badly to be like everyone else and he's just not, and he's so clueless as to his role in that or his role in things, but also like, it's like you're rooting for him, but he's also so harmful because he's not able to like realize his own actions. Okay, that's genius. Emma Stone's character is fucking genius and she's so good. Like, she's so her comedic timing and like the way she embodies this like type of woman that I think all of us know and all of us are afraid we might be is really good. And then Benny Safdie also like working
forever
in TV
hot.
Production forever hot. And I've met, he plays like a reality TV producer. I've met so many men like him that you're just like, again, like slightly off. It's just so good. The commentary, I love it. It has such a specific like visual style. And I can't get enough of it. So I really recommend The Curse.
I want you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I have another shared spot, one of which is because you mentioned a TV show. I would like to put a plug in for The Holdovers. It's going to be streaming on Peacock. And it's just, I don't even want to say anything to spoil it. I just highly recommend watching it. To me, at first I was like, this is a boys movie. Like, I don't know. There's just something like masculine about it.
It looks boys.
And I was like, but I was just like, I need to, if I want to work in this industry, I need to watch as much as I can. Like, I cannot rewatch the same Law and Order Criminal Intent episodes over and over again and expect to be well versed in my industry. Except that's exactly what I have been doing. And so I've been trying to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. Carolina will be like, oh yeah, I watched one episode of The Sopranos 10 years ago. I've seen it. And you're like, no, you haven't.
Okay. I finished that series. But Breaking Bad did take me a while to get through. And I understand why you're saying that.
Okay, but it's just,
Why you're saying that.
Let me just share one more tidbit that I've already shared, which is that Carolina and I had agreed to go as Big Little Lies for Halloween the year Big Little Lies came out. And then it was revealed that she'd only seen the finale.
That is, I said, I understand why you're saying that. Because, yes, that is a habit that I have. And you know what? It's the holidays and I don't want to talk about all my flaws. That's
okay.
I wonder if that's okay for me to ask. You know,
I mean, say one of my flaws if you want.
I can't even think of a thing as I look into your beautiful face. I can't even think of a thing that was ever wrong with you or is ever wrong with you. The next is, again, something universal that I cannot say enough good things about. And that is Gap. Ever heard of it? They're high rise, stride, wide leg jeans. I repeat, Gap's high rise, stride, wide leg jeans. So one thing about me is I like shoppy. I love to shop. I like taking a pile of cash and lighting it on fire. I like not knowing where my money's going. I don't like budgeting. I've just started budgeting for the first time in my life. Much like when I was renting a room in New York for $400 a month and then finding out that I was spending $600 a month on taking cabs back and forth to my house. I sometimes do not like to look at my finances, and I've been told that's not healthy. Anyway, I try on a pair of these jeans. They look like $300 jeans. They look so chic. They're tight in the right places, meaning my butt, and they're loose in the right places, meaning down in my thighs and my knees. And they are so comfortable. I do not like pants. I never have. These jeans are like the best things that I've ever found. I immediately ordered two pairs. And yes, I did order them in a size too small because I thought I'm going to be losing so much weight soon that they are only going to fit me if I order them a little smaller. So they're not that quite comfortable yet, but they still look so good. I have spent so much money on jeans that aren't as comfortable and don't look as good. I really recommend them. And they were like $60. I'm not saying that's cheap, but I'm not saying it's definitely cheap for the look they give.
That's great. And that's helpful.
That's great. And that is helpful. And now it's time to be Grinches.
Now it's time for the good stuff.
Now our heart is going to shrink three sizes.
And what do they say? You're like a two-decker arsenic sandwich. That's what that song says. I love that song. It's so funny. Like the guy coming on, like, give her the choice between being your friend and this. I would choose that. It's anyway, I don't know.
You could be on medication that I don't know about. Like I can't tell you how much you've lost me.
All right. So at least I was trying to sing the Grinch song. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. And he says something about you're a two-decker arsenic sandwich or something. Okay. My least favorite, number one least favorite, meaning my most hated, is non-Italian white men who try to emulate Tony Soprano in their way of being.
Oh, yeah.
This is what has happened to me. So I'm rewatching Sopranos for the first time. I'm done with it. I'm on the finale, but I'm saving it because I'm like, I can't believe I'm done with this already. But I'm rewatching it for the first time since my early mid-20s. And when you rewatch it as a mature individual, you know, from my perspective, I'm thinking, wow, Tony Soprano is a really sad, pathetic man. So are his friends. And they live a life of darkness that I would never want to have. First of all, second of all, they are cool. They are men in the mafia.
Like Christopher is one of the hottest characters of all time. I don't care that he's a cheater. I don't care anything about him. I truly was in love with him.
I honestly believe that my EMDR has worked because I don't feel that way about him anymore. Like I feel that way about Tony where I'm like, he's so fucking hot. But both of them, I'm like, I wouldn't want to be with you. You are abusive and suck ass.
Okay, fair.
But at the same time, they're cool or whatever. And in the same way that when I'm watching like Hustlers, I'm like, wow, J-Lo is so hot as a stripper. That being said, like in no world would I then like start talking like J-Lo and Hustlers. Or I guess I did buy the same Juicy Couture sweatshirt she had, but like, I know that J-Lo in Hustlers is not the type of person I could ever or would ever be, and it would be embarrassing to try to act like her, okay? But this is what these men do. Grown men who are not Irish, I mean, sorry, who are mostly Irish or of other boring white background, saying things like Madonna.
No.
Saying these Italian
slang words. I'm shaking my head.
But isn't this so common when you think about it? It's like actually disturbing how common this is, and we don't do anything about it. We don't say anything about it. How humiliating it is as a grown man who is not Italian and who hasn't been through, you know, street wars and whatnot, to watch that and think, I'm going to start speaking like this and dressing like this. I think that would be cool. That's not cool. that shows that you are a child with no confidence in who you actually are. What are you hiding? That's what I'm going to say. The next time a man who's clearly not Italian but is a grown-up says Italian slang to me, I'm going to say, what are you hiding? Can you tell me?
I think that's really smart.
What's behind there? So that's what I'd like to share today. And
what's behind the mask?
What's behind the mask to all these fucking posers? That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, what are you hiding, poser? Okay?
Poser. Oh, my God. The way that word was slung around in middle school.
I know,
and I was accused of it many a day. And the way it was slung
somehow landed directly on my face over and over again when I wore skateboard shoes in sixth grade, even though I never would skateboard because I'm too scared.
Well, speaking of poser, I would like to say my third least favorite thing right now, which is Kendall Jenner talking about her anxiety.
Yep.
I am so over it. I cannot listen to a multimillionaire, probably billionaire, talk about how she is scared to have kids because she doesn't want to pass on her debilitating anxiety. I'm like, I don't care how, I just do not believe that your anxiety needs to be classified as something else. Fine, mental illness is mental illness, but you do not have what I have. You right. are not up late at night wondering about what do you do in the future. You are absolutely fine. You can buy houses in many different locations.
Yes.
You have a body that was surgically made to be attractive to males or females, depending on what rumors you believe. And you are going to be completely fine. I can't comprehend it. Like, what do you worry about?
She has a room full of like robotic devices that make you healthier, like a cryogenic chamber and a UV chamber. Like, and she also, by the way, it's like, it'd be one thing if any of them were willing to be like, I actually have PTSD because my dad is trans, but also hates gay people. And my mom made us be on TV when we were 11 years old. Great. Say that. They don't say that.
Say that. Yeah.
Or say nothing.
Do not complain to me about your life. I just can't. I cannot. So as someone who suffers from debilitating anxiety and is treated for it and is currently thinking about going on a fourth medication, I just can't hear a billionaire complain when they fly in private jets that are fueling our extinction. I just can't.
Yes. And buying into private equity and all that fucking shit.
Yeah.
I'm
not for it.
I agree. I want true
romance. Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
All right, my number two least favorite thing this whole year has been grown adults who don't know how to have a conversation, which is 95% of people on Hinge. Like, when I'm saying, like, I don't know, when I'm in these conversations, which I've been in so goddamn many of them now for the past year, it's like, I'm always thinking, what's the next question to ask? Like, even if you're like texting with someone you're trying to become friends with that someone introduced you to, it's like, you're always thinking like, this is a conversation. My part now that I've answered a question is to ask another one. And the way these people let everything fall completely flat. And as a result of self-forgiveness and self-love that I've developed through therapy that I've been in for the past couple of years, I now like, I'm constantly thinking of this as a test for people. I'm not going to waste my time going on a date with someone who shows even one red flag or one thing that goes against. So like, one thing I do is like, if a man says he's passionate about music, I say, what do you think about Taylor Swift? Because if they say anything about her being morally wrong or anything about like capitalism, like, you are a misogynist, I'm not going out with you. If they say like, oh, I don't like her music, but I personally prefer like this type of music, but she's cool, or like, I get why people love her. Great. Be at seven. I also, if someone more than once, it's okay if like you're nervous in the first interaction, like I say, oh, what type of TV shows do you like? And they say The White Lotus, but don't ask a second question. Okay. Maybe they were nervous, but maybe they're nervous the first time. So I say, oh, I love that one. What did you think about like Jennifer Coolidge in season two? And they're like, I thought she was better in season one, period. Okay. Now you're out on match. Because that's bizarre. Why doesn't it occur to you? Even this one guy I put on my profile that I watch, because by the way, I have been getting this recently where people will be like, I don't really know what to respond to in your profile, ... in like an accusatory way. I put so much effort into, or even people who like don't start the convo with me, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Because I literally specifically make my profile accessible for people to start a conversation, including saying I watch Survivor and I watch Real Housewives so that people could say like, oh, something about Survivor. This one person responds to that and is like, oh, I know, I grew up in Salt Lake City. Do you watch those Housewives? Yes. Then they're like, and I know someone from Survivor. I'm like, okay, I ask a question, but no questions about me. It's like, okay, so this is all about your connection to the show. It's like, people are just self-centered and it annoys me. And it's like, I'm not going to stay going back and forth with you about goddamn nothing. So I say, test people. I say, do not withhold from an unmatch.
I believe you.
You can unmatch at any moment and you don't have to explain.
As someone who has recently walked away from something contractually, not to brag, I believe in walking away when you feel the instinct at all. There is a passive part of me that it has been passive in the past with big situations. For instance, when I bought my mother a car in 2000 and I believe it was 17, and I just signed all the paperwork and I didn't look into it, and it turned out that I bought it from a shady dealer. Surprise, surprise. I have been passive in the past because I just thought it was easier. It is not. You have to look at the fine detail and things, and you have to walk away when you feel like gut instinct. If something feels like it might be off, it is off.
It's off.
And I have learned that the hard way. And recently I've learned that the easy way, meaning that I've pulled out of situations that feel off. And that was my pop music contract with Scooter Braun. Just kidding. Speaking of walking away, speaking of bad communicators, my second thing that I'm really over this year, and it might sound obvious, but it wasn't obvious to me, are liars. People who lie, people who are dishonest at all. I have worked really hard over the past decade plus to be an honest person. I am in therapy. Devin's in therapy. We are working on ourselves actively to be good, honest people. And that part's easy. Like, being vulnerable is hard. Being an honest person and being like someone who just works not to be slimy is easy. I have dealt with multiple people recently who have been openly dishonest. Specifically, recently, I commissioned a painting because I was in an exhibiting impulsive behavior. This painter said that he would give me a sketch drawing of what I had specifically asked for, which was deer going through garbage in a parking lot, because I saw that the painter had made a painting for my father of that. And I thought it was really cool and beautiful. He says he's going to deliver a sketch, a rendering of it to me before I put down a deposit. Again, passive behavior. He asks for the deposit and I do not see a sketch. I say, I thought I was going to see a sketch. He says, it's really not that big of a deal. You'll get, you know, the version of what you wanted. I say, okay, instead of saying, no, I'd rather see a sketch. This is my problem. This is what I shouldn't have done. When the painting is delivered, it's deer going through broken computers in a parking lot. It's fine. It's great. It's a cute painting. I'll put it up in my office. People will like it, I think. It's not what I asked for. Not what I paid for. And then I see on this man's Instagram, he posts a picture of it and he says, I was asked to replicate a picture, but since I don't like repeating myself, I made this instead. So you're openly basically bragging about the fact that you did not deliver what I asked and paid for. And by the way, I shouldn't have commissioned a painting. I do not have that kind of money like to play around with right now. But I did it because I was impulsive. And also because at the end of the day, I was like, whatever, at least I'm doing something good. At least I'm supporting artists. And you'd think that someone would handle, if someone asked me to do something, I wouldn't deliver them on a false bill of goods. It is just so ridiculous to me. And it's not the first time recently that that's happened where someone has been openly dishonest and not ashamed of it. And I feel like this world is hard enough. How do you live with yourself when I repeat mistakes I made 15 years ago? And I think about this a lot. Like, how do people out there owe me money, even if it's just $50, and know that I do not like them for this? How do they, like, operate? I want to ask them, like, how do you walk around?
You want to ask them exactly what Jesse McCartney would ask them, which is, how do you sleep?
You are one of the worst singers I've ever heard in my life, and I love that about you.
I actually sing a lot, like, this time of year in public because I love holiday songs. And I think a lot of people are surprised, honestly, that I don't hold back more. Okay, well, my final one I'm going to keep short. I'm just going to say The Iron Claw was one of my least favorite movies of all time. I felt it was advertised to me as three hot men, like, being hot. And instead, it was, like, really depressing, but with no commentary made about anything. I'm like, okay, I guess if this is about masculinity, like, could you just make that a little more interesting? Also, there's, like, a moment, which I hate, where, like, a little four-year-old says something really profound. It's like, that doesn't happen.
No.
Like, they don't say stuff like that. They say stupid things, like,
they swear shit their pants. They can't even pee in a toilet.
They say swear words.
They pee in the middle of the night because they can't get their asses up.
Yeah, so, like, I just don't like when children deliver deep, meaningful lines, unless it's Macaulay Culkin. That's all I would hear a meaningful line from. So I don't recommend Iron Claw.
I'm going to keep my third one short, too. I am looking at furniture right now. I need a new dresser. These dressers online, unless I shop at IKEA, which I'm happy to do, I think I'm just going to get an IKEA dresser and paint it.
No, don't. Because I ordered a dresser from IKEA and it literally came, like, completely broken.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm saying, though. So my other option is looking at other stores. These dressers are over $1,000.
Yeah.
These dressers are trying to rob me blind. And then I'd also like to complain about glasses. I got a new pair of glasses because my last pair, I renewed my driver's license, not to brag. And when they took the picture, I looked at it and I thought, somehow this is worse than my original picture, which is a horrible picture of me. I looked like one of the Manson followers who was, like, taking her smiling headshot before going to prison for the rest of her life. I looked so bad. My first thought was, I need to replace these broken ass, round, thin glasses. So I get new pair of glasses. It cost me an arm and a leg, my friend. And I'm like, things do not have to be this hard. They shouldn't be. And yet, here I am, wearing glasses that cost as much as a fucking dresser at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to say about that. But I will say, well, I'm grateful for To end the episode on a positive note, my favorite thing about the end of the year, and we talked a little bit about this before the episode, is there is an experience of shedding that happens and of newness, of the promise of newness. And we were talking about how, like, our moms are always telling us that this year is going to be our year.
And yet it never is.
But my dad says something that I love, which is something is going to happen. Like, the feeling of newness and something new is going to happen. Like, we can't make any promises about what that's going to be, but we are literally leaving the past behind, and that is good news.
I agree.
And so here's to the new year. We love our listeners so much. Thank you for tuning in. And I promise you something is going to happen. And I hope that doesn't sound ominous.
I'm scared. Love you.
I love you, Devin.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.